Politics is often treated like it's a game. There's the strategy, the competition, neither side willing to reveal their full hand. Now the messy real-life world of politics has been turned into a literal game. A forthcoming video game will let you shake up Washington as you explore all the ins and outs, and yeah, even the ugliness of politics. NPR's Juana Summers explains.
The trailer for Political Arena gives an early hint at the approach this game takes to politics.
Political Arena, what's it hiding? A game that lets you be a political hotshot and experience the high-stakes world of American power.
But it's more than just ugly attack ads. The game's creator is political journalist Elliot Nelson.
You can legislate, you can campaign, you can navigate the media, you can weather scandals, you can try and pick apart the myriad interests on K Street and other special interests.
A player customizes their own politician and then can decide how to spend their time, what issues they prioritize, and how weak or strong they are in certain skills. Nelson's been working on this game since 2018 and said he's drawn inspiration from his work as a journalist, as well as from a lot of games already out there, like NBA 2K, the simulation game Sim City, and the popular educational game Oregon Trail, where users set off across the country in a covered wagon, hoping not to die of dysentery.
Oregon Trail never had any lessons in it. You never had to stop and answer a quiz. It was just a game. It was a fun and immersive, and dare I even say addictive, game that did such a successful job at familiarizing tens of millions of people with this relatively arcane corner of American history.
The team behind Political Arena includes gaming industry veterans like producer Diana Williams. Williams runs Kinetic Energy Entertainment and is a former exec at Lucasfilm, the studio behind Star Wars. She hopes the game attracts people who are curious about the political process, but she wants to give them a more realistic view than, say, Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Where a cartoon bill on Capitol Hill waits for the chance to be signed into law.
Schoolhouse Rock didn't quite cover it. They didn't really talk about the fact that lobbyists show up with, like, great dinners and things to sway people's opinions. It's very gray. There's no black and white to the democratic process.
But William says, first and foremost, this game should be fun to play, even when politics seems really bleak. A number of veteran politicos are serving as advisors, including Jess McIntosh, a Democratic strategist who worked on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
I come from a real gendered politics side of things. I spent a lot of years at Emily's List, so I think some of my first questions were, how are you going to handle women candidates? Do they have different challenges than men do? How do we make sure that that's accurately reflected in the game?
It's considerations like these that help make any game feel more real when people play it. The Political Arena team has launched a campaign on Kickstarter with the goal of raising $100,000 by Saturday. They plan a full release for Election Day 2023. Juana Summers, NPR News.